Riverside Healthcare puts the health and wellness information you need well within reach.
Welcome back to the Well Within Reach podcast, brought to you by Riverside Healthcare. I'm your host, Gabby Cinnamon, and today I'm very excited to be joined by Natalie Lacer, Riverside's Stroke Program Coordinator, to talk about stroke care at Riverside. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, Natalie.
Thank you for having me.
Healthcare can be confusing, but thanks to your My Riverside MyChart, you can easily manage not only your care, but your family's as well. With a single click, your My Riverside MyChart lets you stay well connected to the same information your provider sees. You can view your health history, get test results, request prescription refills, pay your bill, or make an appointment. Manage your care from anywhere, your laptop, phone, or tablet. Learn more and enroll today at riversidemychart.org.
So this is your first podcast with us. Can you share a little about yourself and your background?
Sure. I graduated from Olivet Nazarene University with my bachelor's degree in 2015. I then started out here at Riverside on the telemetry unit, worked there for about 3 years, then decided I wanted to try emergency department, so went there for 3 years. At that time, I thought I'm going to try a physician office. Only made it about 6 months there. That wasn't my thing. But then I decided to try for the stroke coordinator, and I've been in this position now 3 years this week.
Very nice. Well, we're excited to talk to you today. And before we get into the specific treatments that Riverside offers, can you explain what a stroke is on a basic level for those listening who might not know?
Sure, absolutely. A stroke happens when blood flow to the brain is cut off or stopped. It's always an emergency situation. The brain needs a constant supply of oxygen and nutrients to work well. So when that is stopped or disrupted, it can lead to problems.
What are some of the signs of a stroke that people should look out for?
So the most common signs of a stroke include confusion, trouble speaking, trouble understanding someone's speech. You can also have numbness or weakness, and it's usually to one side of the body, sudden headache sometimes. And then some of the ones that are missed we see are some vision changes and dizziness.
Why is time so important when diagnosing and treating a stroke?
So it's so important because brain cells are affected quickly when a stroke happens, and they're deprived of oxygen. So for every 1 minute that passes while someone is having a stroke, approximately 1.9 million brain cells are lost.
Oh, wow.
And the longer that the brain is deprived of oxygen, the greater chance that you will have brain damage and disability.
So kind of like going off of that, are there certain categories of strokes, you know, are some worse than others? Obviously, we talk about time a lot, that the longer you're without blood flow to your brain, that makes things worse. But are there different, how is that categorized, I guess?
Sure. So there are two categories of stroke. There is ischemic stroke and hemorrhagic stroke. Ischemic is caused by a blockage in the brain, where a hemorrhagic stroke is bleeding in the brain. About 87% of strokes are considered ischemic strokes. Usually hemorrhagic strokes are the ones that are more disabling. They can cause a person to be at higher risk for seizures. A person can also have a TIA, which is considered a mini stroke, but that should be considered just as serious. Usually with those, their symptoms will go away in about 24 hours or less.
Can you talk about the patient journey, you know, from arriving in the ER with signs of a stroke to being diagnosed with a stroke? What does that process look like?
Sure. When a patient arrives to our ER with stroke symptoms, they're quickly triaged and a code stroke is called. If they're coming by ambulance, we will call it from the field. EMS will call in a report and then we'll call a code stroke at that time. When the patient arrives here, they're quickly assessed by our ED physician at the door. And then before even going to a room, they're taken directly to our radiology department. They'll have a CAT scan at that time. Usually that CAT scan does not show a stroke. What we're looking for is to see if you have a bleed. And then if you're in a certain window, we can treat you still. And then once that scan is complete, you'll come back to the emergency room. And then we consult our teleneurology group. At that point, a decision is made of the treatment that we're going to do for you.
You talked about the two different kinds of stroke, the treatments that someone might need, but what kind of treatments does Riverside offer?
It depends on the time of when your symptoms started. What we're looking for is the last time you were normal, because we have a time window of 4 hours or less from that time that we can treat you. It's called tenecteplase. It's a type of clot-busting medication, but it has to be within that 4 hours less. If it's 24 hours or less, then you have what's called a large vessel occlusion. We can treat you with a possible thrombectomy for that. If you're not a candidate for either of those treatments, we will usually admit you to the hospital. We can treat you with different antihypertensives, statin therapy, aspirin, Plavix, that kind of thing. We would also, if needed, admit you to our rehab unit where we have 24-hour coverage and they can work with you that way.
Within the last, year or so, depending on when people are listening, Riverside has started utilizing stroke AI technology. Can you talk about why that's beneficial for patients, not only patients, but also Riverside providers, nurses, clinicians, all of those groups?
Yeah, so we use a platform called Viz AI. It is an artificial intelligence. It detects strokes rapidly. It detects our large vessel occlusion strokes within minutes after the CAT scan is done. It used to take about an hour for all of those images to be read. So now it's within a couple minutes. I would say within 30 seconds to a minute after the initial scan is done, we can detect a bleed on those.
Wow.
So what that does is it synchronizes our care. Our teleneurology group is on that. Our ED doctors are on that, as well as our neurologist, and they can see the initial scan. We all get an alert, so we're able to make a treatment decision at that time. And it's critical, minutes over hours.
Right. One thing, too, that I kind of wanted you to talk about is I'm on the marketing side, so not on the clinical side. And when I've sat on like the committee meetings that you guys have, there's so much going on behind the scenes to improve outcomes and improve time in the door to diagnosis of stroke and all of these things. Can you kind of talk about how Riverside works to improve stroke diagnosis times and outcomes on the quality side?
Sure. We work very closely in conjunction with EMS. We do a lot of education with them. We also do farmers markets in the summer. I know we have two of them where we go out, we do stroke care, blood pressure checks, things like that, and just educate the community on that. We'll go to different businesses and hold like heart care. Again, we'll do blood pressures, glucose checks, and just do education. So we do a lot of that.
Yeah. It's definitely on the ER side. It's a team working together and a lot of moving parts. That makes a huge difference for sure. So again, depending on when you're listening, Riverside soon is going to be further expanding stroke care. Can you share a little bit about that and how that's going to positively impact the community?
Yes, we're super excited about this. One of our neurosurgeons, Dr. Zakaria, has been doing a fellowship out of University of Chicago, and he will be able to perform thrombectomies here on our patients. Right now, we're transferring those patients to Chicago, which means a lot of traveling for them and their loved ones. So to be able to keep these patients in our community will be a great thing. Also, we have our rehab group. A lot of times we'll send our patients to Chicago and they'll come back to our rehab, so they're close in the area. So not having to transfer them at all will be great, and they can stay here their entire stay.
Yeah, this is very, very exciting, especially, if it's an older adult. I don't think people realize maybe not having as much family around, and that's to someone who's younger, going to Chicago might not seem like that big of a deal, but especially for older adults, that can be a huge deal financially, time-wise, for their family to have to travel up there.
Yes.
With them, for the patient themselves and their family.
Correct.
Yeah, so that's very exciting. We're very excited to have this here. Before we go, is there anything else you would like to add?
Yeah, I would. If you or a friend or family member experience stroke symptoms, please always call 911. Never try to drive yourself to the ER. Time is very important. But for this reason, it's not only about safety. It also can let our team know ahead of time so we can get the appropriate areas ready for your arrival.
That's a great place to end off on. Thank you so much, Natalie, for coming on the podcast today and talking about this very important topic.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Well Within Reach, brought to you by Riverside Healthcare. Learn more about stroke care at Riverside at riversidehealthcare.org. Also, make sure to rate and leave a review for our show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.